Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday, and this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. This is going to be an interesting show because it is based on a totally random thing that happened to me, and I really feel the need to share. So, the guest call-in number, if you'd like to call in and you're in the LA area, the number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, especially those here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. Also, if you'd like to log into the chat room and hang out there with producer Kaina, I will be logging into the chat room after the episode. So, what is it that could randomly happen that made me go, This episode is called The Power of a Nickel. And the reason I called it The Power of a Nickel was because I walk my dogs every single morning. Well, maybe not every single morning, but most mornings I walk my dogs at dark 30. And I walk the same route in my neighborhood. And I'm walking along and I pass in front of a house that I'd passed many, many times, and I look down and I see a nickel. Now, if there is anybody who, you know, is one to bend over and pick up a penny or whatever, that's me. I view seeing a penny on the street as a sign of abundance. And it's not about questioning what the value of that abundance is. And I was put out of thank you. It's like, you know what? I am one penny closer to, you know, making my first million. And I'm grateful for that. Even if it's just a penny, I see it as, you know, the universe opening up that way for me and reminding me, hey, there you go. We're thinking about you. Well, I looked down and I saw a nickel, which I thought was tremendously cool. Anytime if I see something bigger than a penny, it's like, oh boy, it's bonus day. I bent over to pick it up, and to my surprise, found that it had been glued to the sidewalk. Now, the first thing I thought was, man, somebody is peeking out a window saying, hey, we got another one. And I felt an irritation. It's like, wow, I'm thinking here's a gift from the universe, and wow, it is my lucky day. You know, when you get that, it's like, hey, it's my lucky day. And suddenly, my luck was taken from me in what I considered a very cruel joke. I stood there, and I looked down at the nickel, and I thought, wow, this really irritates me. Then I had to think, okay, why does this irritate me? And I continued walking my dogs, and it was something that just kind of kept at me like, wow, you know, first off, that's like a mean joke to play on people. And were they sitting around waiting to see how many people would actually bend over and, you know, try to pick it up? What if somebody had a bad back? They bent down to pick it up and couldn't even stand up again. So when I looked at what it was that nickel meant to me, really, it meant an expectation of something that I figured was a sign that the universe liked me. I had created an entire story in my head about, oh, wow, you know, instead of finding a penny, I find a nickel. And the attachment that I immediately created with that, only within seconds to be denied it. And what became my lucky day became, wow, it's my day to be mocked. It's my day for the universe to, like, dangle something in front of me and then take it away. So it was really something that, you know, I really had to go into a lot of thought about that. Why was that my first reaction? Why did it have to be an issue of either the universe likes me or the universe doesn't like me? If we spend our time looking at the things in our life for signs that either we're getting the cosmic thumbs up or thumbs down from Creator, the universe, however you hold that, however you define that consciousness in the universe, if you define it as that way at all. But do we go into automatic sort of, you know, reactions to, okay, is this a good thing at me or is this a bad thing at me? And, you know, I know somebody who was given a lot of blessings and a lot of opportunities, and just because they didn't get absolutely everything they wanted, as soon as anything happened that kind of created a resistance, it was, well, thanks, Creator. Thank you, Universe. And it's like, wow, really? With all that you have, because you didn't get that one thing, now suddenly the universe is against you, where it was for you before? And were you saying, you know, thank you, Universe, the whole time that you were getting what you wanted? Now, the nickel is not, you know, it wasn't that terribly important to me. It's like, wow, you know, a nickel would have been cool. But, you know, it's not like, oh, my God, if I don't get a nickel, you know, I'm not going to be able to, you know, keep my lights on in my house. I'm a nickel short. So the nickel in and of itself was not that valuable to me. But the story that I had attached to it was, because that was my pattern. Oh, wow, you know, see a coin, pick it up. I am blessed. And I had to remind myself that I was blessed anyway. Maybe I was blessed with the ability to just bend over and stand up. Maybe I needed to be reminded of that, because there's a lot of people who can't. You know, maybe it was there to signify that, you know what, abundance is always there, but maybe right in that moment, it's not the right time for me to get it. Maybe it's just there to let me know it's there, but not necessarily for me to hold. And it is interesting when you start looking at things from the point of view of what is first your attachment to it, and second, the story that you build up. Because the story in my head started as soon as I saw the nickel on the sidewalk. And with each step as I got closer to it, I started this, you know, yeah, I feel good. Wow, that's a nickel, you know, because at first I just saw the silver. It's like, well, maybe it's a quarter. And it's like, well, you know, it wasn't a quarter, but it's a nickel, and that's still cool. So was it less cool because I couldn't have it? Because it couldn't belong to me? And what would it have meant to me? Because ultimately, you know, I would have picked it up. I would have, you know, sent out a thank you. I would have put it in my pocket. And then it would have gone into that great big jar of coins that I have that I'm waiting to go take in and or roll or whatever. So the idea that, you know, when I got home, I looked at that big jar and I thought, wait a minute, I've got tons. I mean, you know, there's, well, maybe not literally tons, but there's a bunch of nickels in there. There's pennies, there's dimes, there's quarters. You know, there's a few Canadian coins. There's, I think, like a couple of, you know, coins from Costa Rica, maybe one or two from Brazil. But the idea that, you know, that abundance was sitting there, and it is not lessened by the fact that that one nickel didn't get added to it. So when we look at the things that we want and the expectations that create, you know, that we create around it, it's that whole story, just going and finding shape, and it does not take more than a split second to create a story about whether or not something coming up is this good thing or whether something coming up is this bad thing. But either way, in a split second, we can create a story around it. And if it's something that, you know, like in my mind, it's like, hey, all right, my lucky day. And it turned out that I didn't get the thing that I thought I was going to get. Okay, I was still going to have a lucky day. But for a split second, it was like, oh, no lucky day. That's not cool. But that was just my story. That was my attachment. What if I had never even seen it? What if I happened to be looking up at a bird and I walked completely past it and didn't even notice it? I would have still felt that, you know, well, it's an overall good day. Finding a coin makes it that much luckier. And, you know, but if I didn't know it was there, I wouldn't have considered my day lessened at all. So it was my perception of it. First, I had to perceive it, that something was different, that something was there. Oh, wow, shiny thing. And for those of you who, you know, I've mentioned before, that was that's one of the nicknames that my teacher had for me, was shiny thing. Because if I saw something cool, some bit of training, some bit of learning, you know, when I would get into, you know, the training that I went through, I always wanted to find something more. It's like, well, if I can do this meditation for an hour and it does this, what if I do it for 5 hours? What will it do? Oh, my gosh, that'll be really cool. And yet, if, you know, suddenly a, you know, something else came up, oh, my gosh, that's cool. Okay, I'm not going to worry about that one. I want to go for this one. So we always get attracted to the little shiny things. We always go into that space of possibility. Now it could be the possibility for something bad. It could be the possibility of like, oh, man, you know, if maybe I'm walking along and if there's somebody who I really, you know, don't want to talk to and they just happen to be out walking at that time of the morning and there's no way I can avoid them, it's like, oh, really? Oh, man, they're really out there. Okay. And then I put on the smile. Hi. And, you know, figure it's like, all right, we'll just keep walking, keep walking. But, you know, encountering somebody who I'd rather not speak to doesn't make it a bad day. Yet in that moment, it's like, oh, really? We all have the oh, really moments. The trick is, don't hold on to them. The trick is to not create an attachment either to what it is that is going on good or what it is that's going on bad. I mean, you know, it could have just been easily manifested that when I walked up that street, instead of seeing a nickel, maybe I saw where somebody let their dog poop on the sidewalk and didn't clean it up, which I really, really hate. And for those of you who are out there who are dog walkers, you know what I'm talking about. Like, really, take responsibility for your dog. But the idea that it could have just as easily been something that was upsetting to me. And would that have made my day a bad day? It's not about what the thing is, because ultimately, all it is a thing. It is an event. It is an occurrence. It is a way that, you know, the universe may be transmitting something. There's a lesson in it. And as we go into the idea of, okay, you know, yes, I was disappointed and, you know, maybe a little bit embarrassed that it's like, all right, somebody got me. They got me to, you know, reach over thinking that I was getting something for nothing. And that's an important piece. The idea that it's like, wow, I thought that I was getting something for nothing and it turned out I wasn't. And that's okay. You know, it's a nice story to tell yourself that you're getting something for nothing. And it's also cool to be able to go, well, you know, if it was something for nothing, then I won't miss it. It wasn't anything that I really needed. So take a look at what it is that you're getting attached to. Take a look at what it is that, you know, when you go into a situation where either you think you're getting a windfall and you don't, or you think something really lousy is going to happen and it doesn't. Where do you feel that inside yourself? What is the body-mind-spirit connection to that? How does it shift our perception of what the entire rest of our day is going to be? in that moment when I realized that nickel was glued to the sidewalk, and oh, by the way, it's been a while, and that nickel is still glued there, and how many other people created a story around that one nickel and were denied that the experience that they thought that they were going to have. I mean, part of me is, like, really surprised someone has not taken, like, a screwdriver to that thing and tried to pry it up. It looks like it's pretty solidly super glued. And it became a huge lesson, you know, for me personally, and, you know, I certainly hope that anybody else who encountered that actually created an opportunity to think, created an opportunity to go, okay, wow. In a split second, I thought, oh, cool. And then, oh, man, we all have the oh, cool, oh, man, immediate switchovers. You know, you see that, you know, somebody is calling you who you've been waiting to hear from. It's like, oh, cool. And then you pick it up, and it turns out that they had pocket dialed you and didn't intend to call you at all. It's like, oh, man. Yeah. So when we look at those occurrences in our lives, where are we attached? Where is the story? Is it that it feels like it isn't fair? Because sometimes, you know, things happen, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, that's not fair. This should have been the outcome, and that wasn't. And now I've got to deal with the fact that I feel a sense of loss because what I felt should have been made sense, that did not, you know, become the reality. And while I am the first to say that, well, you know, we kind of choose our realities. Reality is not something that just, you know, flows along in a specific pattern. Reality is an illusion, and it moves and it flows, and it is never quite what we think it's going to be. And that's okay, because that's part of the fun, you know, that reality shift, where just when we think that we've got it all figured out, it's one of Murphy's laws. If you think you have everything figured out and all the variables taken into consideration, obviously there's something that you don't know about. And I really like that phrase. I like that saying because it could go either way. It could be something negative that kicks in that you did not foresee, which, of course, with Murphy's Law, for the most part, that's usually the direction it goes. But that could just as easily be a circumstance where, you know, you've taken everything into consideration, you've looked at all the variables, you figure, okay, you know, this is just going to be a rocket sled ride into the uncomfortable, or it's not going to work out. And then by some bizarre set of circumstances, it ends up better than you thought it was going to be. You know, the person contacts you who you had thought wasn't going to call you, or, you know, just a windfall, financial windfall comes out of nowhere. And you go, oh, my gosh, wow, that is cool. That is, you know, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, and it's a cool moment in the universe when we're able to take that and go into, you know, that place of, you know what, it's just a really, you know, it's either a really cool thing that happened, or this is a powerful lesson for me to take forward in my life. There's like a couple of Zen sayings that I'd like to share with you. One, every day is a good day. It is easy to endure the unendurable if you think that it will last but one day. It is the same with pleasure. If you consider that too will last one day, then you will not cling to it. Also, everything is your life. Whatever you encounter, day and night, is your life. You should therefore give yourself to each situation as it arises from moment to moment. Use your life energy toward that purpose so that from circumstances that befall you, you may create a harmonious life with all things in their rightful place. That is about finding balance. It is about being able to be in harmony whether the nickel is glued to the ground or not. Whether, you know, we decide that based on a particular action or a particular event, that decides whether or not the universe likes us or doesn't. Often in my life, and, you know, maybe, you know, those of you who are listening will know that moments in your life when you thought that something really went south, it really went bad, and it turned out that a little bit further down the road, that particular event was something that was the best possible thing that could have happened. And we have to take those moments, the good ones and the bad ones, and not get wrapped up in the idea that, okay, I am defining what good means. What does good mean? Does it mean it makes you happy in that moment and it doesn't really worry about what's down the line? Or does it mean that even if it makes you unhappy in that moment, the ultimate outcome is going to be something very cool? And it's really hard to be able to look at that ultimate outcome when in the moment it doesn't feel good. There's a lot of things that people go through in life and a lot of really hard things. And, I mean, you know, I've had some really hard stuff go on in my life, and I know that there are people out there who, you know, my life looks like a trip to Disneyland by comparison to. And, you know, not, you know, comparing, oh, well, you know, my life is worse or better than anyone else's. It just is. But I know there's folks who have gone through some really, really, really hard stuff. And in that moment, it's really tough to be able to say, well, I know down the line it's probably going to work out. Because that's not what you're feeling. Because that's not what that moment means to you. Maybe it's a moment of disappointment. I mean, you know, maybe seeing, you know, a nickel on the ground when, you know, you're broke or when you're homeless. That nickel on the ground is going to mean something different to somebody who maybe they have a total of a dollar, and a dollar five would be enough to, you know, get themselves a dollar meal over at McDonald's, and then to have that taken away from you. You know, to feel as though it's like, wow, you know, what am I being mocked? Somebody thinks it's just funny? You know, that nickel means a lot to me, and now it's just going to lay there and stare at me. You know, you never know how important something is going to be. And it may seem like something small to one person, but it could mean the world to someone else. And yeah, maybe that does make it feel like it's a really, really, really bad day. Or maybe that, you know, you're the butt of some sort of universal cosmic joke. And being able to move past that, being able to go, well, it's an event. My finding that nickel and seeing it and then experiencing both one moment of feeling, you know, validated, and the next moment of feeling almost betrayed. And then realizing I'm in that moment and moving on. Ultimately, you know, I have to walk away from the nickel. It's not going anywhere. But that doesn't mean that I have to stay stuck in that event. I'm not going to spend the whole day just standing there railing about how unfair it is for someone to glue a nickel to the ground. No, I go, wow, okay, that was interesting. And then I walk on, knowing that whatever story I add to that has nothing to do with that nickel. The stories I add to that have to do with me. It has to do with what is living in me in that moment that nickel suddenly took on the representation for. And when we can be able to look at those events in our lives, the good ones and the bad ones, not for the sake of the event, but for the sake of how does it affect us? How does it change us? How does it bring us to a place where we're maybe a little bit wiser, a little bit more enlightened than we were before it. Now, the person who did that, I'm sure they had no idea that, you know, that it would trigger that type of response in anyone. It was probably some kid who thought it would be really funny to do. So it doesn't need any more power than that. But for me, it became a lesson. So who's to say that the universe did not direct that young person to take that action as a benefit and as a gift to those who needed to take a moment out of their day and think about their attachments? So I hope that you all find a nice nickel. And in some ways, I hope at least some of you find that it's glued to the sidewalk. Because either way, there's value in it. It's either you get to take a nickel and go spend a nickel on something, or you get to realize that what you create an attachment to isn't necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. It's just what is. It's all about the story you attach to it. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. And I know a lot of you guys go into the archive, or, you know, for those of you who will be hearing this show later on, going into the archive and listening, hundreds of people apparently go and listen to the episodes, for which I'm tremendously, tremendously grateful. And so for all of you who are, you know, going to be listening to this, you know, after, you know, 2 o'clock or 2:30 when I do the show, you know, I truly wish you blessings and hope that, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, that it works out really well for you. And for all the rest, for, you know, those of you who are listening live, I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending time with you again next Thursday. And for those who would like to learn more about myself, my practice, and the events that I do, and the book that I wrote called Frequencies, you can go to, there's a couple of websites. One is the-healing-house.com. That's my main office site. There's also frequencies, the book, all one word.com. And you can also find out about workshops that I'm doing here in the Bay Area at meetup.com and look up the Druids Grove, D-R-U-I-D-S, no apostrophe. And you can find out if, you know, where I'm doing things. And if you would like to maybe have me come out and speak wherever you're at, you can contact me at Dr. Eileen, D-R dot A-Y-L-E-E-N, at the-healing-house.com. And you can send me an email and say hi and let me know where you're at, or if you have any questions, I'll be happy to connect with you on that. And also, if you are interested in giving me a call, you can reach me at 408-372-2840. That's my office number. So if you are here in the Bay Area, I would, you know, love to see you at some of the events I do. And if you're not, let me know, and I can come out where you are, because I love to travel. Might even be able to drag my producer kind of with me. So I want to thank you all for being with me. We'll see you next Thursday, and I wish you all blessings, a wonderful week, amazing insights, awesome epiphanies, and the occasional moment where you go, oh, because it's all good, and it's all for you. They're all gifts. They're just wrapped a little bit differently. So this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and have a wonderful week. Take care, and blessings. Bye-bye.